When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show from with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Join us today and every Monday at 6 p.m. for the Brandon Graham Show, Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Joining us every Monday at 4 o'clock, Donovan McNabb, brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Auto Service. Go to UnitedTire.com. That's UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how are we feeling, man? Oh, we're in a great mood today. Everything's awesome.
So, come on, Bob. What's wrong with us, man? What is wrong, man?
Who are we? That's the question.
Yeah. So, Donovan, obviously you are our defense expert. So right. We saw a pretty dominant defense last week against the Saints and then a defense that could not stop Tampa at all yesterday. What did you see as the primary difference? Was it a scheme thing? Was it an effort thing? What was it?
Just inconsistency. If you ask me, last week we talked about the pass rush and our coverage being behind, and it was just the direct opposite from last week. I think we only had two or three sacks, in the game, not getting pressure on Baker Mayfield. They were able to do whatever it is that they wanted with over 445 yards of total offense. Baker Mayfield was in full command, something that he has established himself ever since last year. And really, when it comes to our defense, and we're not able to apply pressure, then, it just becomes 7-on-7. And then, when you have guys that catch the ball in space, we got to be able to make tackles. And when we're not tackling, it really looks bad on our defense.
Donovan, what does it do for you as a quarterback? You get to the line of scrimmage, and you're surveying the defense, and you see those corners are off 7 to 10 yards. I'm just wondering, yeah, for a quarterback, what does that do for you? Are you looking to attack there when you see the corners playing off like that?
Well, first, with the pre-snap read, obviously you're reading front coverage. Because sometimes they'll show you that they're off by 6 or 7 yards, and then all of a sudden they shoot up and it becomes cover two. Mm. Or they jump up and jam your receiver. So you want to make sure with the front coverage. And then after that, you want to focus in on if there's a possible blitz, so that you can set your offensive line for blocking schemes. But at the end of it all, if they continue to stay at 6 to 8 yards, oh, yeah, we're going down. It becomes it's an extension of the run game, where now all of a sudden we utilize the quick game to set up the double moves, to set up more of the attack in the safeties and put pressure on the quarters to either come and cover the flat or be able to protect deep. And if they can't protect deep, we're just going to take shots on them all day.
Yeah, I'm those first couple of drives, man, it just looked like Baker was back there just comfortable.
Doing what he wanted.
Yeah, just doing whatever he wanted to do. And I'm sitting there yelling at the TV like, man, get up and play press. Show him something different to disrupt his rhythm. He got in that rhythm early, and it just seems like he was off and running from that point on.
Well, to me, it seemed like our game plan was to try to stop the run. It was the direct opposite of what we've seen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I don't know if it was, you know, let's force them to throw the football because we felt better about our secondary versus their wide receiving core, which I don't know why they would think that. But, you know, Mike Evans is Mike Evans. Godwin is playing at an elite level again. I guess he feels healthier. And they're moving the football around. And so I look at, you know, our defense, and I begin to, you know, because we talked about them again, what's our identity? Are we a blitz team? Are we a coverage team? Are we a physical team? Because I know we try to be physical, but you can't be physical if you're not applying pressure. And so I just think from these first couple games, it's a real evaluation period where I think each and every coach as well as player needs to kind of look in the mirror and ask themselves what they want to get out of this year, let alone how can they be the reason that things change. And if they come up with that answer, I think things can be early enough where we can get back on track.
Talking to Donovan McNabb, who joins us every Monday at 4 o'clock. Donovan, over to the offensive side of the ball. So let's say you're the quarterback and you're going into a game like this one, missing your right tackle, missing your two primary receivers. What does the mindset of the quarterback have to be going into that game?
Protect the football and take what the defense gives you. You know, you have full confidence in all the guys that are stepping in because it's the next man up. I know that, you know, obviously with the bigger names, with A.J. and Devontae out and get tackles out, but you still kind of want to be business as usual. And the business as usual, I would have thought, would be established to run a little bit more, utilize your running back in the screen game, and the guy that I've always been talking about, utilize your tight end. From the looks of it, we tried to get Dallas to fall a lot more. But you got to take shots outside. And as a quarterback, you have to be efficient to be able to continue to move the chains downfield. And offensively, we just didn't have any identity where it seemed like Saquon was not involved in the first 15 plays. You know, from what I've seen in the first 15, I think he might have had, five or six touches maybe. If you have your two weapons on the outside out, he has to be a primary guy that you have to find a way to get the ball to.
You mentioned protecting the ball. So here we are again. Jalen fumbles and loses once, fumbles again, and then throws two plays that could have been pretty easy interceptions. We keep saying week after week after week after week, got to protect the ball, got to protect the ball, got to protect the ball. But then in crucial spots, specifically in the red zone, we see him not protecting the ball. What can you do? Like, at what point does the team look at him and say, this is a guy who is not going to figure that part of it out?
I think he figures it out. I won't say that he won't be able to figure it out, but I also think, you know, he and Kellen Moore need to be on the same page. Because, you know, with Kellen Moore, we should get the ball back to your running back and utilize your tight end. Something quick, get him outside, dump off, let Dallas and Saquon do what they do, hand the ball off to him. And Jalen will figure it out. And the thing that I think, you know, people look at is because obviously when the interceptions possibly could happen or whatever, as a quarterback, you got to be efficient in the red zone. Those are the stats that really pays big dividends because you're working extremely hard to get to that particular point. And as a quarterback, one, you have to protect the football, take your shots when your shots are there, but also utilize what God has given you. And I think for Jalen, it's being able to use his legs if it's not there.
Let me take you back 20 years, 21 years, Five.
Whoa.
We're getting old. Yeah, we're all getting old.
Yeah. I guess I probably shouldn't have threw those numbers out there, but hell, we're old. We can't deny it. 2003, we get off to a slow start. We get off to an 0-2 start.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, from your perspective, what allowed you, and you may have gotten off to a little bit of a slow start as well as far as how you want to play. What allowed you to sort of fight through those early season struggles and then turn things around? We wind up with the number one record in the NFC. We won 9 straight games. Wound up losing to Carolina in a title game after you got cheap-shotted by Greg Favors. I didn't forget about that. And you got your ribs broke. But getting through that early rough portion of the season, I'm just wondering from your mindset, what allowed you to do that? Because it's going to be what Jalen kind of needs to do to sort of get this thing turned around.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because with film work and then also, you know, you had to play a little cautious, and that's the way that I played. And, you know, obviously the big term that from the quarterback standpoint that you don't want is being the check down Charlie. And what I started doing was keeping my eyes downfield and being able to utilize our tight end and our running back. Because if you're trying to continue to force the big play, it's not going to happen. But you have guys that are out there that can make the big play and the explosive plays that you need to change the course of the game. And remember Westbrook and, you know, I think it was Brent Celek, Chad, and all those guys were playing big dividends in our offense where, you know, if we didn't have the shot, then be able to utilize them. And then also take your opportunities. But, you know, I remember having conversations with Andy and with Brad or Marty Bordwick because we went back to the basics. Once we started out the way kind of we did, we went right back to the basics and got back on track. And I think that's the most important thing that I think we're missing here with our football team is sometimes, you know, you go through the offseason and you got so many great ideas of creating explosive plays and this is what Kellen Moore is bringing, that we did this in Dallas or we did this with the Chargers. And now it's time for them to offensively get back to the basics, stuff that you installed in training camp that is kind of a staple of the offense. And let's get that going to get that confidence back going on all parties.
Donovan, one more on Jalen. They did run one play at one point where it looked like a screen to Saquon, almost Westbrook-like, and with Jalen under center. And Jalen looked really uncomfortable under center. How much do you think that limits them in their ability to utilize Saquon the right way, the fact that he does not look comfortable in that formation?
Well, I will tell you this. All quarterbacks need to get comfortable being under center. You can't just be in the shotgun all the time. It takes away from timing of your offense and timing in the passing. And so I like the fact that he gets under center, which he has to continue to get back used to of being under center. And you can run different type of screens with Saquon when your quarterback is under center. When he's under center, it could look like pass. It could look like a QB draw. You can run a double screen where you fake the one side and then also get the defense, manipulate the defense to run the screen to the opposite side. There are a lot of things that you can do when you're under center. And then you can change it up by being in the shotgun. But I think for Jalen, people have not seen him under center. So when he gets under center, he looks uncomfortable. When they practice it enough, they just have to execute the play. And so I think this is something they can continue to grow with because it helps out the play action game. Because Saquon is an I formation guy. He's a guy that's behind the center. He's a guy behind the quarterback. He's not an offset type of guy consistently. And that's something that's very familiar and very similar to what Baltimore is going through right now with their running game because they have a quarterback that's used to be in an I formation. And so I think these are the adjustments that have to be made in order for us to be successful.
Well, Donovan, when we looked at the schedule and we saw the bye week at week 5, I think we were all like, that's too early. But, boy, did
it. Oh, we need it. Yeah, we need it.
I've never seen a team need a bye week at week 5 the way that this team does. So, all right, man. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you, Donovan.
All right, Big Five.
All right, you guys, stay positive up there.
All right, brother. Well, staying positive would be kind of hard.
Yeah. You know it, Donovan.
Even for me, I'm Mr. Positive.
Yeah, this is positive. Well, I'll tell you somebody who is positive right now. That is New York Mets and the New York Mets fans as they – the Mets.
Oh, they held on.
They did. So the Mets blew a 6-3 lead, and then Francisco Lindor hit a two-run homer in the top of the ninth, and the Mets win the first of two against the Braves, which means that the Mets are in the playoffs.
Yep.
So if the Braves win game two, then the Braves are in the playoffs and the Diamondbacks are out.
Go Braves.
If the Mets win game two, then the Diamondbacks are out of the playoffs and the Braves are in. There's no way the Phillies can play the Braves. The Phillies will play the winner of the the Milwaukee Brewers or the Mets or the Diamondbacks.
Seeing Pete Alonso happy.
And listen, nobody wants to go back to rattlesnake heaven out there in Arizona. So, yeah, we're going to get the Braves winning this second game because the Mets, quite frankly, they ought to be resting and getting ready to play tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't care about the second game.
No, they should because Chris Sale's on the mound, and we need him getting shelved so Wheels can win Cy Young.
Well, that's second level thinking.
Yeah, there you go.
I can appreciate that.
Thank you. Plus 950.
Yeah, yeah, we know it.
Jack, do you think Lindor might have won himself the MVP? I do have a bet
there. He should have.
Yeah, right.
That fraud in Los Angeles.
55 and 55.
Does it? 55. Those stolen bases are BS, you know.
Oh, what? Because he hit the 50th home run off a pitcher or off a position player?
No. My problem is
bogus.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the 51st home run, though?
Yeah.
That was bogus.
No,
yes.
The fraudulent thing is the stolen bases. The bases are too big. You can't throw to first as many times anymore. It's fraudulent, that guy. Playing the field like a real player.
Yeah, like a man.
Yeah. Real player. 215.
Wouldn't want him on my team.
Nope. 215-592-9494. Paul in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing today?
Uh-oh.
What's up, Paul?
So I was at the game yesterday, and I really felt some type of way, even though it was a lot of green around. After the first touchdown with the opening quarter, the first touchdown before I even walked in, they all Tampa screaming, bang, 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 bang. I'm like, what's going on? So I get in there, and so I'm telling you, it was hot. Ike, listen.
Yes.
Like you said, it was like 100 and something degrees where I was sitting at. But on the field, it had to be over a buck 10 at least.
I'm sure. You know? Yep. I think they said on-field temperature was 110 or something like that, 105,
Yeah, so I'm telling you. So, and let's get to the defense real quick. They did not show up. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was heat. I don't know if Vic didn't plan the right game plan to stop them or he just looked like he didn't. It looked like they didn't know what they were doing. Like, they was open too much. And just like every caller before me said they was playing off. There was no pressure. The only guys that played good, really, to me, that I saw was BG and Sweat. I mean,
take care, baby.
It was a no-go.
No fightings! Yeah. Sorry about that. Yep.
Right, but I'm just saying, man, listen, they was up there, they chest out our fans. I had Buck fans with us. That's where we're staying at. But, I mean, look, they just had their chest out, bro. It was like we had no fight in us at all.
No,
something about that.
Yeah.
They looked like they, as you said, like they looked like they gave, the defense looked like they did not show up.
There's no way a game unfolds like that quick, and you're locked in and ready to play. It just doesn't happen. It just does not happen. I mean, Spike, that was one of those games where – I mean, we spent all morning getting ready for the game, had a big game in Tampa today, 1 o'clock. And the game is over by 1:30?
We were more ready than they were.
Yes!
Yeah.
That game was literally over with by 1:30, two drives, and then Isaiah Rodgers and his brain, his great idea, that turned it into a 21-0. When it was 21-0, it's – With no weapons on offense, and now we're a one-dimensional team? By the way, how long has Jahan Dotson been here?
Since before the
long
one week
to,
before?
Long enough to get his name right.
What? Right? I mean, he's been here a month at least, right?
About
a month,
stinks.
A little bit over a month. Dude, boy, I tell you, How? We got fleeced for a third-round pick, man.
Yeah, totally. Yes. And part of it is because we went into camp without an answer there. Part of it is
so we got desperate.
Because we got desperate. And we traded for a guy. He might be talented. He's produced on an NFL team. He has.
It's about Dotson.
Dotson.
Once upon a time.
But yes. But when a team decides, a rebuilding team decides, we don't need this guy we drafted with a high pick,
yeah,
who has performed.
First round pick.
2 years ago. When they decide we don't need him anymore, that's a red
flag.
That's
a red flag. And yeah. I ignored it. I ignored the red flag.
B-Mitch tried to tell us.
Now, B-Mitch did.
Can't even tell you some of the text messages I got from B-Mitch.
Yeah, great. Awesome.
Well, when we had...
Would have liked to use that third on Matthew Judon, by the way.
So we had Brian Mitchell on,
yes,
the day that the Eagles traded for Jahan Dotson, and we asked him, and he basically said, this guy doesn't want it. You know, I'm paraphrasing.
That's
doesn't
B-Mitch.
Want
That's
it.
That's what he said.
He showed up at camp not wanting to fight for a spot. On, you know, he didn't want to fight for a spot. He wanted everything handed to him, and so on and so forth. And what our listeners said, Brian Mitchell's a hater. He's a hater. He's a hater. He's
not
a
even
hater.
An Eagle. Blah,
but yeah.
Oh, hell no. I've been not hearing that.
but he's there. You know, he's there, and you had hoped that the talent.
He knows him better than we do.
Yes. Well, you would hope that the talent of Dotson would supersede it. He's here, you know, has an opportunity with an organization that expects something from him,
yes,
giving him the chance, but he's shown nothing.
When B. Mitch wasn't ranting on Twitter.
That they traded him.
That they traded him.
Yeah.
I knew something wasn't right.
Yeah.
Because his reaction would have been, you just drafted a quarterback. Why are you taking weapons away from him?
Well, looks like they're
so
okay.
No one was upset about, yeah, even B. Mitch wasn't upset that they traded away Jahan Dotson.
And it doesn't seem like the Commanders are missing him.
Oh, no. They put up 45 yesterday.
That quarterback is completing 85% of his passes. It's unbelievable.
Said he was good.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is, man. It's terrifying.
I didn't go back and check my tweets. I said,
I know.
This dude is the best quarterback in this draft class.
And the Washington got it right. Of all the organizations that I think would get it right.
I'll tell you, Chicago can't catch a break.
They can't.
No.
Well, whatever.
But that kid, he's going to be all right.
He's going to be all right. It's just like the way they set him up.
But he ain't this kid.
The way they set him up was so dumb. But
yeah.
Whatever.
Well, the Broncos got the best quarterback in the
draft. Oh, yeah, he's awesome. But he had -7 passing yards.
You know what he does?
He wins, I know.
He wins.
Yeah, just like Jalen.
I learned it from the Jalen. Yeah. Bo Nix is a winner.
That's all he needs to do.
W. He wins. What's his best quality? He wins.
He beat Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
Yep, yep.
He beat a Hall of Famer. How long do we still use the Jalen's a winning thing when they're 3-8? Right? In the last 11?
Well, they're not winning now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. I just want to check in.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
See how we're doing on that.
So
his only trait.
Going back in my turtle shell.
Yeah, well, it's the only trait that he's above average at. It's supposed to be winning, right?
Now that he's gone and we're not going to blow up his spot.
Yes.
Garrett,
yes,
Stubbs was here.
Stubby.
Watching the Braves Mets during the show.
Yes.
You know, I was trying to watch him and figure out who he was cheering for, but
yeah.
I couldn't. He seemed like he was just reacting.
Yes.
But Stubby was here. You know, he can relax a little bit over the next few days.
How about that?
Yeah. So exciting.
Got a few days off.
He's got a few days. Well, I think they're inter-squatting
inter-squad is Wednesday.
Inter-squad Wednesday.
Yeah.
Optional workout Thursday.
Listen, let me tell you. No matter what they do, it's a day off.
Yes, yeah,
the
yeah.
Baseball players.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, come on,
yeah.
Man. Oh,
man.
So,
standing around the cage, spitting seeds.
Just talking
ball.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Red October, we will be back here at Chickie's,
yes,
on Thursday. Not just us. The morning show that will not be named will be here. Gilio and Hugh will be here. We will be here for a special all-day WIP broadcast celebrating the return of Red October. We're going to have a special announcement at 8:40 in the morning. Big Phillies guest. Fritzy over there is working on
Big Phillies.
You mean
Phillies the morning
guest.
Show is coming out somewhere,
yeah,
that's not the Borgata?
The morning show with John Ritchie.
They normally don't come outside.
Yeah, yeah, the morning show with John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Rhea Hughes, and Devin Caney.
Devin Caney, yep.
Yes. We'll see how many of their mics work. The Red October Rally this Thursday, brought to you by Chickies and here at Chickies and Pete's, brought to you by Budweiser, the official beer of the postseason. 215-592-9494. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, Chickies and Pete's is your destination for the Eagles and the return of Red October. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know. All your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The return of the Players Lounge right here at Chickies in South Philly starting at 7. Milton Williams will be here along with your friend Ike Reese, your friend Hugh Douglas, and your enemy Elliot Shore Parks. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Marks. Are you starting to doubt that Jalen Hurts is the long-term answer at quarterback for the Eagles? 79% say yes. Before we get back to the phones, Ike. So,
and Jack.
And Jack. But I mean Ike specifically because of his former NFL locker room experience.
What about my?
I know you're going to weigh in, Jack.
Division two.
I don't even
clubhouse.
I don't even
most school wins.
I don't think you were a locker room guy.
Yeah,
dude, I was basically the stubby of the PSAC.
Honestly, the question I'm about to ask, given what you did to Angelo on social media, I think you are the wrong person to ask.
Oh, we're going to go ahead.
Well, during the game and after the game yesterday.
Yes.
So during the game, Devin White, who should be cut already because he can't even get on the field. So Devin White was a healthy scratch yesterday, not in Tampa, retweets a tweet of the Jalen Hurts fumble because his old teammate did it.
Levante David.
A reporter notices it. Devin White responds to the reporter and says, "My bad, I only meant to like it. That's my twin for life." During the game, retweeting a low light of the Eagles and a highlight of the other team. Then and Devin White should be cut. Then after the game, Darius Slay starts tweeting about all of his accomplishments. His passes defended, interceptions, the times he was Pro Bowl, and that he was all pro. Then
he deleted it.
He deleted it.
Yeah.
And apologized.
That's what he does. Yep.
Isaiah Rogers. Tweet something like, don't you ever make mistakes. You've given the wrong amount of change at the store. You hit a space bar when you shouldn't have. We're human. And Mekhi Becton, I think this is actually the – because I actually think he is talking to his teammates, because Mekhi Becton, this is the least, I think, egregious of all of them. Posts an Instagram photo of an overweight gentleman in bad dress, I would say, and said, this is who you're arguing with on the internet. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So,
that's probably the least egregious of them.
Yes, of them. He seemed like he was being a little funny and talking about his teammates. That said, and I understand this is a different world than it was 20 years ago, that players have to look at social media and see all these things. But the reacting to it online, does this – let's say you are a teammate. That's the first question. How do you look at this? And then does this reflect poorly on – I know you and I have both defended Nick Sirianni quite a bit in these first few weeks. Does it speak poorly to the authority figure of the team that – they feel free enough to go ahead and do this? So I guess just your general reaction to all of those things.
Yeah, it's not a good look, and it never is. But what do you do? Well, what can you do? I mean, if Nick wants to micromanage the players, then he really is going to lose the locker room. The last thing he needs to be worried about is what somebody is tweeting out there and what they're reacting to, because quite frankly, he can't control it any more than any other coach around the league can. Bill Belichick can't control what his players tweet, or whomever is a head coach cannot control what their players tweet. Think about down in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson was going through a back and forth thing with fans on Twitter a couple years ago. These guys, it's what they do. You wish they had the ability just to stay off social media, particularly after a rough loss or any loss, especially in our city, Philadelphia athletes, where you know the social media and internet is littered with Philadelphia sports fans. I don't care if it's the Phillies, the Sixers, or the Eagles. We're there. We engage. That's what we do. And so after a loss, the only reason you could possibly be going to social media for is to argue with somebody. You know good and well there's nothing positive being said, more than likely. So now you're searching your name, you're looking at your mentions, and you're looking for someone to vent back at or try to validate who you are as a player. That's a indictment on today's athletes, college and pros. I don't care if you're the 53rd man on the roster. Sometimes it's the quarterback. Hell, Kevin Durant had a burner account. He's a freaking Hall of Famer. Like, that's what today's athletes are doing. That's just what they're doing. And when you do that in this city, it's not going to go well, because this isn't like every other city. You know, we're one of those rare cities where we wear our emotions on our sleeves. We lay our hearts on the line, and we lay our hearts to bear. So you see us in our rawest forms when things aren't well and when things aren't well. And Slay has been here long enough. The other two, maybe they don't know any better. Maybe they don't know what it's like to play in Philadelphia. But Slay has been here long enough, and he's had these back and forth. So he knew what he was doing and what the reaction would be.
This is not to
play. As a teammate,
yeah,
I would roll my eyes and just be like, bro, you know what you are engaging in, right? Like, you know this isn't going to do anything.
Well, it just makes everything worse. I think this isn't to excuse what people say to players on social media, because a lot of times it's out of line. It's out of line. You can complain about players without saying it directly to them, without saying the wrong, without being all those things. Mm-hmm. I think what I would say to the player is, you're never going to – first of all, you never win – ever if you're arguing with somebody on social media.
Right.
But you're never going to win the argument with the fans you're never going to win that, and you're never going to win it after a loss.
Right.
It just put the phone away, go back, you know, take your few days off that you have at this point. Let everything blow over, because it's just never going to work. This is never going to work.
I totally agree. I totally agree. But I think they, again, we're older, so we can exercise a little more restraint from – we get trolls on Twitter all the time. And I'm sure you get more than I. Jack gets his fair share. But you have to do a great job of ignoring the ones that's trying to take you down a rabbit hole that isn't beneficial to you. You may reply to some. I may reply to some. But I'm going to reply in kind. I'm going to reply in a way where I may say something, but I'm not going to compromise my integrity as an on-air host. I'm not going to do anything that embarrasses my employer, because I represent them when I'm on social media. So I know if I have a show where it was hot and heavy and there's a lot of back and forth and there are people on social media outraged at me, well, guess what? I'm probably not going to Twitter that day.
Well, we did the show last week where I said that the or 2 weeks ago, when I said that, or no, maybe it was last week, that the Phillies celebrated too much. That
right. Mm-hmm.
I said to you before the show, I was like, oh, this is a no Twitter day for me. Yeah.
I mean, but we're, like I said, we're older.
And it's still hard for me.
Yeah.
I still answer people.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand. They are at such a different level of fame.
Yeah.
And the negative, the thing that you can fall into is so much worse.
Yeah.
You know, I can only imagine what it's like. You're never going to win. You're always going to lose.
It's why a lot of people, when you talk about the Phillies, you don't get that stuff. You don't get back and forth on Twitter with Phillies players.
No, they don't, actually. That's a good point.
You don't get that with them. Sixers used to have that problem with the king of troll. Joel.
Yeah, but he doesn't even do it anymore.
No, exactly, because he's learned. You get away from that stuff.
Yep.
You get away from that stuff. And I'm glad Jalen isn't on Twitter. Right? I think, for the most part, Eagles players mostly know how to disengage when they have tough games like that. It's usually the same three or four players, two to three players, that is CJ, GJ, right?
Right. Slay.
It's Slay. Yep. Right. We've gone through this with Slay on several different occasions. You don't see that with the other guys. BG, early in his career, BG is completely different. Right? So he's not on Twitter arguing with people. I just wish all these guys, and I'm sure the Eagles probably wish this, I wish they all would just put the phone down for a day or two and then collect your thoughts, let everybody simmer. And then if you want to get on social media and engage, great.
It's almost like for the Slay thing, he tweets out all his accomplishments. Everybody's going to go, you're so right.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
He just can't help himself. But at this point, he does it every time he gets burnt. So it's just like, it's almost like you have to live with it. With Darius Slay, but like it's so annoying when it happens.
215-592-9494.
Take the seat.
Rios, it's ridiculous.
Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
Rios.
What's up, gentlemen? Hey, look, check this out, man. Y'all already know, nobody's safe, man. Nobody's safe when it comes to me. I just got to say whatever. Yeah, I mean, you as good as your last game, that's how things go. But let me go down this line. Number one, man, Coach Sirianni, let me just say this, man. I first of all, I can't stand when you talk in a press conference. I need you to, when you talk and all the, and I like mustard on my hot dogs, you just be adding extra stuff to everything. Somebody asks you a question, get straight to the freaking point and show them that you're the man and you're the coach. Show them that you're in control, even at the press conference. Because what I seen yesterday on the field, nothing was in control. Nothing. You talk about the dumb plays that some of these guys are doing is just telling me number one thing. Are they coached correctly? Are they being coached correctly? And this is the stuff I get tired of in the freaking world just to make things look good. Well, you know, we spend 4 hours. We spend these hours. The time don't mean jack. Was it quality? Oh, you want to say the time. Was it quality? It's quality time getting spent with these guys to make things happen, man. Damn, Ertz, you, what's going on with you, guy? Huh? All that extra stuff. Let me talk about. You want to say something cute in the press conference? We have our moments, huh? Doing days like this with stuff going on like this. You want to be cute? You want to be upset or whatever it is? What are you doing? What are you doing on the field? Your pocket presence, the things that you need to do to distribute. Let me tell you something. People want to say AJ and Devontae ain't there. Me, I don't care. Because check this out, man. And Josh Allen, he's doing with whatever less or other receivers. All I'm saying is this. When people are in the NFL, I don't discredit nobody. If you're in the NFL, you're under that 1%, just like that 1% that go in the military. You're that 1%. So you're good. You're great at something. There are targets out there. Get to them targets, and you know what? And if they drop it, then that's on them. We can point it out. This sucker dropped it, huh? But you are the man that got to distribute and make it happen. You're not doing that, bud. Next, Fangio. Man, let me tell you something, bro. Prevent. We're going to go prevent all freaking day. Let me tell you something, man. I look at it like this. Our D-backs, just like I was talking about with the receivers, they need to play up. They don't need to be playing 10 yards. Damn, if you're going to play something, give them 5 yards or something. But if you cannot play bump and run, stick a guy, and you're worried about the freaking bomb, then that's a freaking problem. I bet there's a percentage. Yo, you're going to keep making Baker Mayfield looking so damn great going down the field. Just give him 3 points. Give him 7 points because you keep going down the freaking field. Dog, let me tell you something, man. If a D-back cannot stick, if Slay, any of these cats cannot stick a guy bump and run or whatever, and they throw a bomb on them, then good. Good. Because we can point that out. We got to get this sucker out of here because we need somebody who's tough in that position. Huh? That's how I see it, man. Defense, man. Oh, man, piss poor. Let's go straight to Twitter fingers, man. Look, Devin White, man. I ain't even got nothing to say to him because this sucker just want to get out of here. This is the organization, like Spice said earlier. Yo, grab your freaking balls and get him out of here. You already see you got somebody in the organization that there's no loyalty there. Get his ass out of there. Slay, man, let me tell you something. Keep making money, bro. Keep making money because you know what? I'm going to tell you this. All the guys that's hanging around you, all the guys that's right next to you, like, oh, yeah, that's cool to let you send out a nut-ass tweet like that. Keep making money because that's you got yes men around them, and you just keep doing whatever you do to make them want to hang around you. Just because you got money, you think you're cool? Huh? That's corny. What you did was corny, and you pretty much talking junk about other cats, but that's corny. You going to talk about the past? Oh, you didn't want to talk about yesterday. You didn't want to talk about none of that. That's corny, man. Keep invest your money. Do what you do. Real estate, all this type of stuff. Keep doing that because that's the only guys you're going to have around you because you're corny. You're corny, and you got something to say, man. I'm with it, dog. I'm with the stuff. Next, last thing, man, the freaking weather and the field. Let me tell you something. There's something about the Philadelphia Eagles that now I always hear. When the field's messed up, oh, the field's messed up, oh, boom, boom, oh, not prepared. That shows not prepared. The weather, oh, it's the weather, it's 100 degrees. Not freaking prepared. IVs or whatever the freaking thing it is. Let me tell you something, man. There was other people on that field. You complaining, huh? Are y'all in Iraq? Are y'all in Afghanistan? With y'all damn everything, with y'all full battle right on. Huh? Where it could be 130, but it's even 20 degrees more when you have your vest and everything on. Then you got your pads on, and I understand the weather do something. But you ain't got bullets going over your head. Ain't nothing to think about but getting that ball or playing your freaking game if your offense and your freaking defense. Huh? Always the freaking excuses. That's what I get tired of. What is really going on? We saw. We suckers. All this. Man, get Sir Nick, get it right. Get these guys right because you don't sound very tough enough to do it. Our problem is it's all this sucker stuff, complaining, whatever. I don't know what this is. Is this Philadelphia or what? But you know what? Y'all keep going around and acting like freaking sissies. There's a way. Y'all can lose, but there's a way you lose. You don't lose like that. Complain, Twitter fingers. You suck. Y'all don't want to see me. Y'all don't want to see me in person. Huh? Come on, I show up anywhere, dog. I show up on my own. You think I care because y'all can't got money? If you a sucker, I'ma call it like I see it. If you want to call me a sucker, call whatever like you see it. I'm with it. Because I'm a freaking man, and I stand by mine to anybody. I put it down, man. Man, y'all, man, look, I'm tired, man. Peace, man.
There it is.
All right.
215.
The Junior.
One of a kind. There's one of a kind there.
Yep. Junior in Texas. You're on WIP. Hi, Junior.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Longtime Eagles fan over here in Texas. I feel the complete opposite as all these other college feel. I am not ready to push the panic button. I think we're fine. You know what the one thing in common that Baker, Kirk, and Jordan Love all had these first three games? They're getting the ball out quick. You know, I think our pass rush is going to be fine. I think just Fangio just got to press up these corners, give us a little bit more time to get everything developed. I mean, Jalen Carter was getting off the snap, and the ball was getting already out of Baker Mayfield's hand. And as far as the offense goes, we've had so much instability. It's not a surprise that Jalen's playing poorly. So once we get these guys back and once everything kind of settles down, we'll be fine. But the season, you know, everything outside of the organization has started off pretty crappy. And you know, we just got to get everything tuned up in the bye week and we'll be good. You know, it'd be different if we were, you know, 10-2, making a playoff push and then we lost three in a row. You know, kind of like how everything fell apart last year. But I think we're fine. I think people are just panicking too much because we saw what happened at the end of the year. But it's early. We got plenty of time to get everything straightened out.
Well, I hope you're right, Junior.
There you go, Junior. We needed you today.
Yeah. I'm almost – thank you for the call. I'm almost stunned.
He's from Texas.
It's not as bad – it's potentially not as bad as it feels today. They're 2-2. There's a bye week,
sure.
All that kind of stuff.
No, that game was ugly yesterday.
Yeah.
That's what has everybody ticked off.
It's not the loss per
se. It's how they lost.
Yeah.
It's how they lost.
Yeah, it was ugly. It was really, really, really ugly.
And it was over so fast.
Yeah.
Well, and it's Baker, right? I mean, like, no one should – we should.
Guys got sacked 7 times last
week. Dude, the Bucs had 2 sacks heading into the game on the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they 2 sacks in the
yesterday?
Entire season.
Did they have 6 yesterday?
Yeah. And in no world should Baker Mayfield be out playing Jalen Hurts, regardless of who he has at wide receiver.
No, that's where you're wrong.
Baker Mayfield's pretty
good. Baker Mayfield
good.
Was the number one overall pick in the draft. What are you talking about?
He has a limited.
Well, I know you don't care.
He has a limited skill set. So what?
He has a limited skill set?
He does have a limited skill set. He's
no,
short.
He's
he doesn't
short.
Have a hose.
Hold on. He doesn't need a hose. I keep telling y'all about that. Yeah, I mean, how many guys have a hose in the NFL?
I just like that you're finally on board with hose.
Well, I'm just saying. I think Josh Allen is the only one. Patrick Mahomes, maybe.
And Mahomes has a hose. Herbert has a hose. Jordan
Herbert has a hose.
Yeah.
And what is that doing for him?
It hasn't worked out.
Oh, that's the point I'm making.
But all
I'm saying is, by every measurable, now this doesn't excuse yesterday's play. Baker Mayfield is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. By measurables, it's the reason why he went number one overall, and Jalen was a second round draft pick. I mean, is that not?
No, Baker Mayfield is going to be in the NFL for the next 15 years.
I mean,
you know, the next
Baker
decade,
Mayfield has already had a year where he's thrown, 29, 28 touchdowns in a season?
Sure, but he's also moved.
He's taking 2 different teams to the playoffs.
He was moved on from the Browns. He went to the
Browns
Panthers.
The
Browns stink. He went to the Panthers, was off that team. I didn't
think. They're even worse. They're worse than the Browns.
And then he's on his fourth team in 4 years.
Yeah, can I say, Jack?
I agree, but all I'm saying is once he got to a stable organization with a coach that knows how to coach the position, look at the talent around him. Like Baker.
Baker would throw for 4,500 yards and 40 touchdowns.
Yeah, put Baker in this offense.
4,500 yards and 40 touchdowns. There's no doubt in my mind Baker
Mayfield. Now, I would not have said that prior to this season. So, yes. This is me saying this is what Baker has shown, but to act as if Baker and Jalen shouldn't be in the same breath with
and
each other.
As far as the whole mobility thing, Baker finds better spots to run and makes better decisions doing that than Jalen does. He does. He makes quicker decisions of when to run. He's not immobile. You know, we talk about some quarterbacks when we're talking about Kirk Cousins, a statue. Baker Mayfield's not a statue. Not that they should get obliterated by Baker Mayfield, but he's not a quarterback that you say, oh, we can't let – of that guy. He's not Derek Carr. He's not a journeyman. Baker Mayfield's a real quarterback. He's a real NFL quarterback at this point. And you can't go into a game like that yesterday because he's too good for that. He's not one of the he's not a top five quarterback, but he's certainly competent. He's a competent quarterback.
He's proven that. Yeah. I mean, he's by the way, Ed Reed Blankenship.
Oh yeah.
No, I love you, bro. Yeah.
Cramps.
Cramps, my you know what?
Yeah.
Forget about that.
LeBron move right there.
The next time you see a quarterback run right at you, dump him on his freaking head.
Well, that's when we were out on who was it? Byer the Olaid against Brock Purdy.
I mean, Baker Mayfield literally ran straight at Reed Blankenship and said, "You know what? I'm just gonna run the ball in the end zone. I'm not trying to juke you. I'm not trying to make you miss."
Just ran over him.
Reed, I get it. They don't want you to hit the quarterback. That moment, he's a runner. He's not a quarterback anymore. He's a runner. You tackle him at his legs, he's going to fall in the end zone anyway.
Yeah, what's the worst that happens? There's no yards to give him at
that
point. Yeah.
Come on, Reed. Love you, kid. Don't ever let the quarterback do that again.
Also, McCollum was throwing up twice, apparently, behind the bench. Tough day for the safety.
Who was McCollum?
He's the
36.
He came in for Reed.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know who that guy is.
His brother played yesterday, I think.
He did?
I think his brother plays for the Bucks.
He does. Oh, really? I didn't know.
And a twin brother, I think.
Coming up next is now.
He should get B. West number to anybody.
I wouldn't say the day after a loss, the top 5 of 5 is everybody's favorite portion of the WIP afternoon show. But you give out the blames.
Yeah.
Top 5 blames.
Hashtag accountability.
I'm curious to see who number one is, actually. I'm very curious. So that is next on the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.